Week one, man. Week one of the National Football League regular season is, well, it's right around the corner. I mean, we're in the middle of August. It is summer. It's hot. It's 9 million degrees out here. I don't know how it is where you are, but pretty soon it's going to be football weather, baby, and week one is upon us, and that means one thing and one thing only around here. DraftKings, $5 million in total prizes they'll be doling out in week one, the week one contest with DraftKings.com. You know, that's the destination for 1 week fantasy sports and 1 week fantasy football, where you pick your teams, you pick your team defense, and then you play, man. Hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players. Use code HENDRY. This is H-E-N-D-R-I-E. Remember this, and you'll play for free with your first deposit. So play for free with your first deposit. Use this code HENDRY, H-E-N-D-R-I-E. That's H-E-N-D-R-I-E to play for free. $5 million in total prizes in this week one contest. Only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply, so see their website for details. Hey, it's Phil Hendry here, and remember, all of the voices, all of the characters, all of the, all of the people you hear me interviewing on the show, I'll be interviewing me, essentially myself.
Hey, yeah, I want to shoot. Baby.
Oh, I like this song. Do you remember the Shoop Doobie Doop Doop?
Oh, I don't remember this.
Oh, get out of here. You don't remember this? Shoop. Phil, don't you?
Well, I mean, it's Salt and Pepper.
It's who?
That's Salt and Pepper. Shoop Shooba Doobie Doop.
It's not Shoop Dooba Doobie. Would you tell him to have some respect for the music that
I... Here I go.
Well, it was Betty Everett that did the original, you know.
Okay. Betty, that's right, Shoop Dooby Doop. This isn't it.
No, man, it's Salt and Pepper.
If I hear Salt and Pepper one more time, so help me God, I'm going to order scrambled eggs or something.
Now, isn't that funny? That's the name of the group now.
What gives him the right to know things that I don't know?
Welcome to the program, folks. World famous Phil Hendry Show. My name is Phil Hendry, and I am,
Phil is the master of his domain. He is the man of all the voices, and he runs our lives like... He loves to run our lives where, like, we're just simply little bits of garbage that he can toss out of the can and...
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah, that's it. Well, you got a pretty good life, Margaret, I would say, for a,
For a made-up voice.
Yeah. No, I'd say you got a pretty... How's, Frank doing?
You mean my made-up husband?
Margaret, will you give that a rest every damn day with you?
What bug got up your ass?
I just didn't tire of listening to her going on and on and on about the specifics of every little nitpicky thing. I want to get down and into it.
Yeah, but what do you want to get into?
What do you mean, what do I want? Whatever the hell you got that we're going to do the... We're doing the show now. Don't worry about it. That's all I care about. God.
Why are you so tired?
Because Phil's tired. All right, let's just forget all about how I'm you and you're me and all that other stuff, okay?
Man, I thought I had that Beatles song.
Oh, that was, yes, I am you and you is me. Remember that?
Uh-huh. Yeah, I remember it. What about it?
Well, forget it then.
Jesus, Henry. No, not Jesus, Henry, anything. I'm trying to get this thing rolling, Jack. All right, now listen, big news. This is not really big news, but I think it's good news, and it's big news. And that has to do with our backstage pass that everybody has who listens to the backstage. You know, in other words, people who have all of access to our website and the daily backstage content, which is the pre-show.
Well, it's the pre-show and it's the classic hour, as well as the regular. The regular show is free, but the backstage pass version of that show, right, is something else.
Well, no, it's the same show. But here's what I'm trying to say: the BSP material, other than the actual post of the homepage, is available as early as midnight now. So if you subscribe to the Backstage Pass pre-show, as well as the Classic Hour, as well as the regular show, say through iTunes, or if you subscribe to it through, say, I don't know, is Podcast One, SoundCloud, those other places?
Yeah, I'm not sure about Podcast One, but I know iTunes, SoundCloud, it's all available as early as midnight.
Yeah, so we're posting it really early, you guys, because it's not on the website. Doesn't mean it ain't out there and ready to be, you know, consumed and enjoyed, etc. So,
but I don't understand this. If it's not on the website,
don't worry, General, right?
General, this is highly technical.
Oh, it's highly... So, in other words, I'm just some real dumbass.
No, you're not a dumbass, but it's not on the website, but available.
Right.
It's not on the website, but it's available.
In other words, the post with the video cast and everything doesn't go up till about 10 o'clock in the morning, but... The material, the backstage pass show, the pre-show, and the classic hour that we post every day, all of that is available on iTunes as early as, I think, midnight. So It's a fairly early posting. I think you guys need to be aware of that. A lot of people have been emailing over the last week, what with the turmoil that this website got thrown into. They're, you know, saying, hey, you know, I'm getting an error 404 code and all that bull crap.
Now, what is that, failure?
Yeah, that's the fail code.
That's the fail code, huh? Wouldn't you like that? You're a 404 failure.
Well, what do you call it?
I just call it screwing the pooch is what I call it.
But, all right, well, we could call it screwing the pooch, but 404 failure seems a little bit more, you know, official.
I think that they should say screwed the pooch. Sorry, you didn't get this download. We've been doing it to the dog all night.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
Yeah, great.
I like it.
All right. So that having been said, we haven't been doing it to the dog all night. We have it available and ready to post as early as 1 a.m. So make sure that if you are subscribing by way of iTunes, that you're double-checking your feed, your RSS, and you can resubscribe if you for whatever reason, that got disrupted, because we've had a bitch of a time here the last week and a half trying to figure out where everything is and how everything is done, etc. We really had a major, major upheaval. But the good news is...
You're getting it together. Now, I know that you are doing about 50 things more than you used to.
Yeah, well, that's just the way it's going to have to be. You know, that's just the way it's going to have to be. All right. Speaking of that, were we going to have...
Yeah, we got R.C. Collins and Harvin Wireman.
Who's Harvin Wireman?
Harvey Wireman.
R.C. Collins and Commandant Wireman?
Yeah.
Are going to be up in a moment to talk about the backstage pass and the downloads and all that stuff, because R.C.'s a longtime subscriber to our website, and Commandant Wireman has come on for whatever reason. I don't know.
Who knows? Perhaps moral support, something like that.
All right. In the meantime, we've got to go up and do some traffic here with Bob Bacon. Bob?
I tell you right now, the 15 freeway is grounded. I've been looking out there and seeing up just a little bit along the horizon there. You see that Shamran. The Shamrock is up there, the Leprechaun. I'll tell them 10 o'clock this morning. There'll be a Leprechaun out there flogging it. I don't think with him. I've seen that on the 15 freeway. No, the Skyball, you see that?
The Leprechaun flogging about 5,000 times, isn't
it? The Leprechaun flogs it. The Leprechaun flogs it at 10. And we'll tell them. Go to Skyboy then, 4 or 5.
That is the best idea. You'll get sailor and dancing sailors or bring it home, and you can bring that home with your sailor, too. If you need the dancing leprechaun with a dancing sailor, or just flogging it up there in front of them. Go out there and flog them. Go to Boyd Skydiving Suite then.
I don't know. 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 I don't know.
Why do you sound Japanese? Hello.
Marvelous Murray Schwartz here with the word of the day, glass eye. I know glass eye is actually two words, or glass eyes is two words, or glass and eye, that comprises two words. However you see it, or don't, as the case may be, Murray Schwartz glass eyes are where you need to be in the next century when it comes to your prosthetic eye. I'm Murray Schwartz, and I'll tell you, you can see it. Seeing is believing, but not seeing's believing as well, especially if it's a Murray Schwartz glass eye. Murray Schwartz glass eyes, 15 in Sepulveda in downtown Los Angeles, and now outreach in Glendola, Glendida, and now with outreach stores in Foster, Foster Brook, and Foster Grants. Murray Schwartz Glass Eyes. Seeing is believing, but not seeing is also believing. Get it?
I had the opportunity, 4 different dentists, and they've all told me to say the same thing, just get your teeth pulled, until I went to Dr. Bendelavian, and he told me that I could keep my teeth, and he could bleach them, and then do a little bit of sanding and shaping, and they'd look just like regular teeth, and last for about 6 months until they fell out, and then he could put the bridge in.
Dr. Bendelavian.
Dr. Bendelavian.
Glenn Bendelavian. Dentistry.
Glenn Bendelavian with dentistry.
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot.
Glenn Bendelavian. Dentistry.
In Sherman Oaks.
Glenn Bendelavian. I gotta say, he did it all. And he did it right. At least as far as I could tell.
Glenn Bendelavian. Dr. Glenn to you. With 5 locations. In Salburn, Gitmer, and Faludi.
I was in her and her nigga was there making dinner. All this money start moving and I'ma throw it. She choosing, I gotta look at you.
Welcome back, world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhenryshow.com. And it's been a long time since we've had these two guys together on the air. Harvey Wireman and R.C. Collins talking to us en route to Bradley Military Academy for a reunion of sorts. This is a reunion of a different type. I think the reunion is of what, Harvey?
Thank you. R.C.'s, by the way.
How you doing, Mr. Henry? This is R.C. Collins.
Let me have the phone. This is a reunion of the Commandants, the Commandant Reunion, which happens every 5 years. And even though we've only had three commandants, we meet every 5 years to see if we're still, you know, alive.
There have been only three commandants, but the best one's been Commandant Wireman, if you ask me.
Thanks, I appreciate that.
Now, what, if you don't mind me asking, Harvey, only three commandants, but you meet every 5 years. Why is that?
I don't know. It started that way, and then it's been that way ever since. So we get together, we have dinner at Marie Callender's, and then we stare at each other, and we go, all right, we'll see you in 5 years.
Are the wives there?
Well, you know, my wife's been dead for...
I know that, Harvey, but you've got... I probably should have, in your case, is your girlfriend going to be there?
Of course not. My girl... No, this is strictly a... This is strictly what I call a clown dig. This is where you gotta go and put on a big bozo nose and everything.
But I'm driving him because I believe it's very important.
He's driving me because I'm paying him, and not because he believes anything, but because he needs the money.
Hey, RC, how are things going? Have you been working for your father?
I've been doing a variety of different jobs, not only for my dad, but as you know, I worked for Mr. Bell, and I also worked for Mr. Boozell, and I worked for Mr. Doodley. And
the guy's name is Dooley, and I don't think you worked for Boozell, did you?
Well, I thought I did.
You worked for Mr. Dooley and you worked for Mr. Bell, but I don't think you've been. You know, I don't think you worked for. I don't think you worked for Mr. Boozell at all.
All right. Well, so what exactly are you guys doing together? Just hanging out?
Yeah. I mean, I got back into town and I thought I'd look up the general. I mean, excuse me, the commandant.
I'm the general, son. He's the commandant.
Yeah. All right. That's you.
Yeah, I'm sorry. To look up the commandant and see how he's doing, I found out he had the reunion.
All right, what was this, what is your view of our backstage pass situation? I know you've been a longtime BSP member. And Commandant Wireman, what is your concern?
Hold on, let me do it first.
I want to tell him first about the BSP.
I want to do it. You drive the car. My concern is simply that throughout his tenure at Bradley Military Academy, he had that... BSP or whatever, you know, and listen to it quite religiously, listen to your shows, and got this screwball look at life. I don't know, but now he says that, you know, the website went to hell in a handcart. You go ahead.
Yeah, you really want to talk about
it? I wanted to talk about it, but now I don't.
Well, the last week and a half, Mr. Henry, I think a lot of people have noticed that, you know, your website, you know, you went through a change or something.
No, but you know what? People wouldn't have noticed anything had I not said we had a major operational slowdown.
Yeah, that was it. Well, the thing that I wanted everybody to know, which I know that you just said, is that now the Backstage Pass content is available. And it's available as early as midnight, because I've seen that on iTunes.
Yeah, and we just were talking about that.
Now, RC, the commandant there was trying to say that while you were a student, you used the Backstage Pass, you listened to the shows.
Oh, yeah, I did. I found it very informative, and I was on the show a lot, too. And
What did you find informative? Let me ask. What did you find informative about it? Because the last time I had anything to do with you at that Backstage... You were talking to some woman about how she was a piece of meat, and I had to have you kiss the gunner's daughter.
Well, I mean, I suppose that was one of the bad memories that I have.
Yeah, that's right, man. You had to kiss the gunner's daughter and everything. What is this kiss the gunner's daughter?
Well, it's a nautical term, Admiral. What's your name?
My name is General Shaw, Admiral.
I'm sorry. It's a nautical thing where you have the kid bend over a cannon, and then you flog the soles of his feet until he can't walk. It's a wonderful disciplinary.
Are you kidding me? That sounds abusive.
No, it's not abusive. Sorry.
Well, I had to kiss the gunner's daughter one time on account I told this little lady on the phone she reminded me of a hamburger. And
exactly right, and I had the kid kiss the gunner's daughter, so I'll have none of that.
All right, okay, that's fine. This is memory time for Bradley Military Academy, I take it.
Now, talk about all the old days at Bradley. We're talking about the BSP.
Well, that's what I want to talk about is the BSP.
What does BSP stand for, anyway?
What?
What does it stand for?
Backstage Pass.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
That's what I've been trying to tell him. You know?
I'll bet it is.
Hey, so how are things, how are you perceiving this login situation now, RC?
Well, it's pretty good. I mean, like I said, you know, now everything is available a lot earlier than it was, and so that end of things is actually improved. And I would say that that you know, just for the 2 weeks since you've had a new administrator, yeah, things are getting a little bit better over there.
All right. Well, probably not in terms of our email response. We want to quicken that up. We also, but one of the things that's going to happen on Friday night is we're going to have our new administrator, possibly, I don't know if this is a total definite, but our new administrator, Joe Oldender, is going to be with me on our BSP chat.
The BSP chat is on Friday night?
What is a BSP chat?
That's when Phil gets together and talks to these nuts that subscribe to his website.
And what is the guy?
Joe Oldender is our new administrator, and he's going to jump on by way of Skype from Denver and get in on the discussion, you know, talk to our backstage pass subscribers and let them know how things are going. So I'm very happy to hear that things, at least in terms of downloading the material, you like the changes?
Well, yeah. I mean, you can get it earlier than you did than ever before. You know, but as a longtime Backstage Pass subscriber, I want to make sure that my complaints and my observations are taken into consideration before anybody else.
Well, now, what is the point of that?
Because I've been a Backstage Pass scratch.
Come on, kid, spit it out, will you?
A Backstage Pass subscriber.
Right, a lot longer than a lot of people.
Yeah, but not as long as some people, so...
Yeah, name one that's been a subscriber longer than me.
Me.
You're not a subscriber to your own site. Get out of here.
Oh my God, did you hear his voice? You're not a subscriber. I've been a subscriber for at least as long as there have been subscriptions since 99.
What? Well...
All right, so who cares who's been subscribing the longest? We're giving equal service to everybody. It's all... good, baby. It's all good. All right, I'm...
Yeah, well, it's all good, so long as you keep it good. Why don't you just drive the car, RC, and let me talk to him?
Because I'm the Backstage Pass.
Get out of here with your Backstage Pass.
Well, why don't you get a Backstage Pass there, Commandant Wireman, and see what it's all about?
I can't be bothered right now. I'm too weirded out by Kellyanne Conway. You know, I thought she was going to be free as a bird. But now she's working for Trump, and I thought she'd be out there, loose and ready to go, but...
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about that Kellyanne Conway. She's working for Trump.
Who the hell is she?
Oh, get a load of this guy. You never heard of her? Man, she's fine.
What? Oh, my God.
Are you talking about the woman that was on television there, the blonde?
Yeah, I'm talking. What is with you people?
Kellyanne Conway.
Yeah. She's fantastic. She's a babe.
I wouldn't know. I haven't seen her.
What about you, Phil?
I think she's probably a very nice lady.
Phil, you're being very polite.
Well, would you like me to be otherwise?
No, I will. I think she's hideous. I think most men would find her hideous.
Are you bullcrapping me? That woman is the finest piece of...
Okay, that is Harvey Wireman, and he is...
I've ever seen in my life, and I'll tell you what...
Harvey Wireman, Commandant Wireman, along with Bud Dickman, and, excuse me,
I'm Bud Dickman, that's R.C. Collins. God!
All right, R.C. Collins, and this is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Be right back, man.
I said, baby, just yeah. Buy that G. She said you need a job, bitch, fuck it.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, the El Pacifico from Southern California. Be right back. Daddy-O. You know, one of the things we're trying to do is get 10,000 subscribers on our YouTube channel. Now, if we do that, that means that we can, I think, we can have access to their sumptuous studios. Isn't that right?
Well, Phil, you don't know that for sure. Don't start quoting things and then find out that you're incorrect.
You'll have to double-check that, son.
All right, well, maybe. But 10,000 is 10,000. You know, it's a nice round number. So...
No, drop a set of rice now.
Yeah, I know what I almost said, Robert.
Yeah, rice now.
I know what I said. It's a nice round number. So if you would like to subscribe to our YouTube channel, that'd be sweet, man. It doesn't cost you anything. You go to youtube.com/TheRealBudDickman. And on it, there are many, many clips. I mean, probably approaching 100 different clips of our show that you can enjoy. And lots of other things to be involved when sharing those can sometimes make you eligible for prizes. Grand getaway vacations to Tahiti, not But, you know...
Well, you get a free download every now and again.
Yeah, that free download, sheesh, I'll bet it is.
Hey, so go over to our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/TheRealBudDickman. And subscribe, man. And become a part of all the action and the fun and the frivolity that is over there. And like I said, man, I think if you get 10,000, I think that's what I heard.
Yeah, I heard that. They might have changed it, though.
Yeah, I hear that. YouTube's making a lot of money now. So maybe they have.
All right, well, we'll see. 10,000 subscribers is the goal. And once we reach 10,000 subscribers...
I'll tell you what, if you... Excuse me, I'm very sorry.
Jesus H. Living...
God damn it!
All right, don't make a big deal out of it. If you hit 10,000 subscribers, Phil, I'll go over there personally and talk to whoever I have to talk to make sure I sort of loosen things up over there, all right?
All right, I mean, do you know anybody?
No.
Well, Margaret, you're going to have to kick in the front door.
I'm very good at that. Don't worry your pretty little head about that. And I'm using that as a figure of speech, you know, pretty in quotes. So don't worry your pretty little...
I got that.
World famous Phil Henry Show.
Check it out, man. That'll be fun.
Gotta get Jeff Downers to talk about it, too. Jeff Downers has been at the... At the Popeye's Fried Chicken. I didn't have any idea about it, if you know about it or anything like that.
What? You're talking about, man.
Where are you now?
Right now I'm over at Seymour's, which is a grocery store. I'm trying to get, picking up some spices and herbs, because the word being that Popeye's chicken is going down the toilet. And I love it, and I've eaten it for a long time. You'll have to get your own spices and herbs and everything.
Yeah, because of what? Because of the stock price?
Hold on, but may I interrupt here for a minute?
Yeah?
You listening to you two guys is like listening to a couple of rummies sitting and talking on a sidewalk in New York. What are you talking about?
What do you mean we're talking about Popeye's? The fried chicken.
Yeah, Popeye's fried chicken stock price is sliding.
Oh, it's stock prices. And what are these two? You guys are sitting around a pool room talking about Popeye's fried chicken stock prices?
Well, what exactly is the problem there?
Well, the problem is that if Popeye's fried chicken stock prices continue to slide, then, you know, and I hate to be crude about it, but everything else is going to start to slide, including... I hate to say it, but your first bowel movement.
Oh, for God's sake.
Well, I...
Come on, guys.
That's true, Mr. Henry. The chicken's probably going to get bad.
Yeah, and I can tell you that the restaurant industry is really not happening anymore because of the fact that people are trying to eat better, trying to eat smarter. They're trying to eat, you know, smarter things. The things they're trying to eat are things that are not smarter. You know, they're not trying to eat smarter chicken. But they're trying to eat.
I know what they're trying to do. They're trying to eat in a more intelligent way so that they're not falling victim to unhealthy habits.
Right. And just to give you an example, shares of Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen fell more than 10% in trading on Wednesday after the company on Tuesday posted weaker than expected same store sales growth for the second quarter and lowered its same store sales growth estimate for the year from a range of 2-3%.
Now, you know, let me say something here.
And another time...
Hold on. Let me say something. It seems to me we've got a problem in this country, and we have for a long time. When a company says, we're going to grow by 3%, uh-oh, we only grew by 2, we're a failure.
I got to agree with you there, General.
Yes, you know what I mean?
Well, companies do have the right to set their estimates.
No, I understand they have a right to set their estimate, but why is that a failure... that you only grew by 2%, and because you didn't grow by 3, you're slashing all of this, and you're getting out of business here and there, and you're predicting absolute failure. It's ridiculous.
Well, I think what the general is, I almost called you commandant there.
Yes, I noticed that.
Yeah.
But that was Margaret talking, and I want people to think it was me.
Why would they think it's you?
Because they heard when Phil said, I was talking to the commandant, and then you said, I noticed that. People might have thought it was me. Fuck it.
See, I told you.
All right, watch the language, will you?
Well, I'm trying to get said, and I can't make the words come out. Don't.
Yeah, well, look, you guys remember that I'm here, right?
Yeah, look, man. Let me ask a question, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead.
Hey, following up on what Mr. Henry said, the sales growth estimate from a range of 2 to 3%, and now it's down to 1 to 2%. What difference does it make, man?
Because that's millions and billions of dollars. That's why. Look, Cheryl Batchelor, who's the CEO of Popeyes, said that slower sales were consistent with the sector. Even as Popeyes sales weakened during the quarter, the company grabbed market share, hitting a record 26.6% of the quick service chicken, the chicken takeout. Okay, do you understand what that means? That's the quick service chicken takeout is 26.6.
Yeah, but how many places do takeout chicken?
Well, hold on. Industry-wide, same-store sales continue to come up short of Wall Street expectations. McDonald's, Wendy's, and Ruby Tuesday.
It's called Wendy's, son.
Well, what's Ruby Tuesday?
It's called Ruby Tuesday.
Ruby Tuesday.
All right, well, that's Wednesday, right?
No, man, it's Wendy's. Then it's Ruby Tuesday.
What?
It's Wendy's, Jack. What do you think it's supposed to be?
Man, he thinks it's supposed to be Wednesday.
Ain't it?
No, it's Wendy's.
All right, Mr. Henry. God, he's all, no! Fuck, man.
Hey, that's the last time I tell somebody to watch the language around here.
Yeah, you know, they're getting away with it more and more.
I'm sorry. I put that on me. I'm giving them a bad influence.
Yeah, I heard the general do it. On account of why can't I?
Because I'm telling you can't.
Well, anyway, it says here that Wendy's, McDonald's, Ruby Tuesday, among others, have blamed growing consumer uncertainty ahead of November's election and increased competition. Well, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Like, there's an election coming up, and if Donald Trump gets elected, then the chicken may go, then the taste of the chicken's going to be bad? What's that about?
No, it's not really that. It's just saying, like, maybe the economy's going to go bad.
The economy's going to go bad, so what, man? So I won't be able to afford a bucket of chick?
It's just the cost of that stuff.
I'll tell you right now that Popeyes has more bang for the buck than any other chicken takeout or any other chicken deli that you... If you talk about your average chicken shack, okay, and the chicken that you get to take, that you get to lift from the counter and put into the bucket, you know what?
You take longer to say things than any guy I've ever heard.
I'm trying to say the average chicken shack has... I think they've got chicken that tastes like a dog's, you know, back end. Except for Popeyes.
Yeah, Popeyes tastes good. You want to know why?
Why?
Because they drown the taste of the chicken out with so many spices, your mouth is burned out from the... It's like a third-degree burn on your tongue. You don't know...
Yeah, it's like your tongue... The taste has been burned out.
Right there. The taste has been fried from your face so that when you eat the chicken, you think you're eating something from the finest French restaurant in the world.
God damn.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
So, Batchelor says she doesn't know the cause of the slowing sales during the earnings call on Wednesday. She pointed to low consumer confidence, customers eating at home more often, and menu fatigue associated with value promotions as possible catalysts.
Now, what is menu fatigue? What do you suppose that is?
Well, menu fatigue...
Menu fatigue...
Wait. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, might as well let him say it.
Go ahead.
Menu fatigue is the fatigue that a menu's going to feel, you know?
All right, you done?
Well...
All right, menu fatigue is people are just used to the same old, same old. And when they start to add too many things... You know, I'll tell you one restaurant, one takeout place that does that I always has the cars around the block. That's In-N-Out.
Yeah, well, In-N-Out, man, they've been around a long time.
Everybody knows that In-N-Out's the best burger that there's ever been.
Yeah, so why don't they have menu fatigue?
Because they don't have that much stuff in the menu. In-N-Out never has expanded their menu beyond. They've got burgers. They got a cheeseburger. They have French fries. They have chocolate. You know, they have milkshakes. That's it, man.
Well, they do a chicken sandwich, don't they?
I don't know. I think they do. Do they do grilled cheese?
Be honest with you, they may do grilled cheese, and they may do chicken, and that's it. That is it.
Yeah, see? And
then I think they do onion rings.
Yeah, the onion rings, grilled chicken, and cheese, and then that, and onion rings, and that's it, man. That's as far as it goes.
Right. So they've got a very short menu. And that's what they mean, what Phil is saying about menu fatigue.
Yeah, but man, they all, one other thing, man, just one small thing. I think they do a patty melt.
Right, yeah, I forgot. A patty melt, and then...
What are you talking about, man? Now that's not such a short menu anymore, is it?
Well, I mean, comparatively speaking.
Yeah, comparatively speaking.
No, they don't do a patty melt. And they don't do all that other crap. So what you're talking about here are these restaurants, too many menus, menu items. And then the other thing is that, people are eating at home.
Well, I know that we're eating healthier at our home. And when I see Jason J. Delmonico come home and I smell burger, I get the stink of burger and onion on him, then I know he's A, been with a girl, because he always takes his girlfriends over there to, what is it, Burgerland? What is the name of that place?
Oh, you're talking about the new place near you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Burgers, I think it's either Burgerland or Burger Heaven, something like that.
Takes them over to this place called Burger Heaven. It's Heaven, I know what it is. Heaven on Burger Earth. That's what it's called.
Heaven on Burger Earth, I've never heard of that.
Well, you better get with it. What do you mean you've never heard of it? Get with it. Heaven on Burger Earth?
I never heard of Heaven on Burger Earth, and I go to every fast food place there is.
I never heard of it either.
Oh, well, I guess it just means that doesn't exist then, does it?
Well, I mean, Heaven on Burger Earth.
Heaven on Burger... Are you guys high on every kind of drug that's ever been invented? Heaven on Burger Earth is a new... They're all looking at me like I'm nuts.
I've never heard of Heaven on Burger Earth, and...
No, wait a minute. I know what it is. It's called Burger King. I'm sorry. I had that wrong.
Well, for Christ's sake...
Excuse me, but I had it wrong.
You had it wrong. Burger King from Heaven on Burger Earth?
I was thinking of something royal and large and...
Well...
Talk about large.
So you think I'm talking about a penis, huh?
You're okay!
I'll kick his ass and he won't even know it was kicked. He'll know it was kicked when he wakes up and he's playing a harp.
Oh, my God. That's a threat of death.
Yeah, she never even touched me.
All right, knock off the theatrics. All right, so good luck Popeyes, huh?
Yeah, good luck Popeyes, and good luck... good luck, America, man. Jeff Dotter here on the fast food beat here on the Phil Henry Show. On the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, see you later, man.
Yeah.
Be right back. World famous Phil Henry Show, PhilHenryShow.com. DraftKings.com coming up on the very, very first weekend of football this season will be the $5 million payout, the big $5 million week one, man. And I'm telling you, you can win yourself up to $1 million of that big $5 million payout at DraftKings.com. This is the one-week fantasy football site that surpasses any and all. This is the one-week fantasy football site that we've gotten very familiar with over the last season or so ourselves here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, playing all kinds of competitions in different leagues, playing against friends, playing at different levels, spending different amounts of money. You don't have to break the bank on this stuff, man. You don't have to break the bank. You don't have to be. There's no 500, 600, 700, 1,000 bucks. No, you don't have to do that. 20 bucks, 5 bucks, 10 bucks, 1 buck. You can spend a dollar, you know.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. You don't have to spend all kinds of money. It's a fun way to test your knowledge of football, to put together your team, to put together your team's defense, and see how the individual players perform week to week. It's a lot of fun. And, I think you got to get involved in it, man. DraftKings.com. Let me tell you how you do it. Hurry to DraftKings.com now to choose your players, and you could win serious cash in week one. Use code Henry. You can play for free using the code H-E-N-D-R-I-E with your first deposit. That's code Henry to play for free for your share of the $5 million in total prizes in this week's week one contest, coming up week one of the NFL season. It's only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Eligibility restrictions may apply. See the website for details.
Pete Wadsworth with the news at midnight. Pete Wadsworth, a wadful at midnight on K-L-L-L-L.
Uh-oh, that's five letters. First
Yeah, man. Security at the Olympics down in Rio de Janeiro. Getting on the line right now. We're going to have Vernon Dozier, head coach at Belmar Academy right now. He is in Rio de Janeiro covering the Olympics with the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Coach.
Hey, how are you, Robert?
I'm good. Tell us about the latest on Ryan Lochte, because we hear now the judge down in Brazil wanted him and the other swimmer, Fagan. These guys are supposed to stay.
Yeah, what we heard as well was that Ryan Lochte was supposedly wanted by the Brazilian police for questioning, but he's back in the United States, and officers could not seize his passport to ensure he was available for questioning. This was a Brazilian judge that issued a search and seizure warrant for U.S. Olympic swimmer Ryan Lochte and James Fegan as questions emerge about their account of being robbed at gunpoint early Sunday in Rio de Janeiro.
Sir, what's the story on that?
What do you mean, what's the story on that?
What was the story? What is the story they're telling?
Well, the story was that they left this Club France, which was a hospitality suite that was being hosted by the French team in an upscale neighborhood of Rio de Janeiro, I see. And I backtracked their steps. I went down to this Club France. I tried to get in. They did not allow me in, so I had to go and change my clothes out. I had to put on a costume, basically, so I could get in and see what was going down.
What did you change your clothes into?
I got into some kind of a wild Rio de Janeiro. You know, I have to tell you, I was wearing a thong. You know, so my.
You're wearing a thong, so your rear end is hanging out?
That's the only way you're going to get into some of these clubs. Believe me when I tell you.
I beg your pardon. You're wearing a thong.
I had chaps and a thong. I had to.
Now it's chaps and a thong.
Are you kidding me? I'm sure, man. You're wearing chaps with a gay club?
No, it wasn't a boy. Lucky for you, you're thousands and thousands of miles away, because I'd love to reach through the phone right now and beat your ass. As a matter of fact, I just might before this phone call's over.
You can't go through the phone on me from Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro? Well, you let...
Hey, coach, come here.
Fuck!
Now I'm getting back in the phone. Hey, coach, come on.
There, how'd that feel?
Didn't hurt.
What a little prick.
Get out of here, Rio de Janeiro. Who's the other guy that we were going to talk to about this?
That Jay Sanis and Dave Oliva, too.
Let me talk to Dave. We haven't talked to Dave Oliva in a long time, and I want to get his read on this. Dave is, as you know, an aspiring L.A. police officer. At least that's what he says he wants to do. Dave Oliva joining us now from Los Angeles to talk about the Ryan Lochte situation there in Rio de Janeiro. David, how are you?
I'm good, Mr. Henry, and hello to everybody.
Hello, David. So, Dave, what do you know about this?
Ryan Lochte was, what I know is basically what I got from the news agencies and the news media that has been reporting it. Ryan Lochte left a club, got into a cab, was traveling on back to the Olympic Village. Yeah, there was two other swimmers in the cab with him, or in the, whatever it was that they was in. And these two Olympic swimmers and Ryan Lochte was then pulled over. And the cab driver was pulled over by men who were exhibiting badges and told them to get out of the car, to get on the ground, and to give them their wallets and their money, and that's basically what they did.
Now, I heard Lochte interviewed, and he said that he refused the instruction of one of the gunmen to get on the ground, and that's when he had a gun put to his head?
That's my understanding, yeah. He said he put the gun to his head and cocked it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and then said, get on the ground. And then put the gun to his head and cocked it.
No, you said he put the gun to his head and cocked it, and then he got on the ground.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, I misspoke. He got on the ground, and then the guy told him to not get on it. He put the gun to his head, and I guess he told him to get up, you know?
What are you talking about?
Because my understanding was he was laying on the ground when the gun was put to his forehead, and the guy cocked it and gave him an instruction.
Well, maybe he said, give me your money.
No, he already had his money. So that's when I think Ryan Lochte got up.
You're telling me, you're saying he put the gun to his head and said, now get up?
Yeah, he put the gun to his head and said, get on the ground, give me your money, now get up.
Well, did he say that to the other two swimmers?
No, not my understanding. But he put the gun to his head and said, now you better get up or I'll blow your, not blow you, but...
Yeah, right, I'll blow you.
I'll blow your head off is what he said, man.
All right. So you don't know what you're talking about either, do you?
What are you talking about, Mr. Enner? Yes, I do. That's what I heard.
That he got on the ground and that he was told, then he was ordered up again.
That's what my understanding is.
All right, so let me ask you this. Did any of this really take place?
Well, that's the very interesting question, because these stories are so screwy and so, like, way out that a lot of people are now saying that no, it didn't ever happen, and that Ryan Lochte is a lying, no good, you know, and the other guys is lying too.
But why would he lie? I don't understand. There has to be a reason for that.
It could be they were late, or they might have been, they were going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I heard that they were not supposed to be in this club.
Yeah, they were not supposed to be that far away from the Olympic Village.
Well, all right, so they were not supposed to be that far away from the Olympic Village, or they were not supposed to be in this club, or what?
Well, I mean, you know, the thing that, the thing I heard, Mr. Aaron, was that this club was kind of out of bounds for the Olympic team to be at, you know?
I thought this was the official hospitality suite of the French team.
That's not my understanding. I know the French team invited people to hang out with them at Club France there, but no, it was not official.
All right, so this was just a bunch of young people hanging out together.
That's my understanding, yeah.
All right, they were afraid they were going to break curfew, and so they lied about being arrested or being held up by these guys.
Well, yeah, but I mean, they weren't even supposed to be in that part of town. So I think by them saying, yeah, you know, we got stopped by a criminal over there in that part of town, and they'll say, well, what were you doing over there? And they would say, well, that's just it. We didn't mean to be there. And, you know, then we got stopped. Otherwise, we would have turned around and come out of there. And that's really what I think Lochte is going to try to do. He's going to say, we would have come out of there, but we didn't get a chance to come out of there because of the criminal that took us down, you know?
Yeah. You know what? You ought to...
What are you talking about, Mr. Henry?
This sounds like a load. Now, you ought to give them their excuse.
That's what I was going to say. You ought to write their excuses for them, because that sounds like that's better than anything those guys could come up with.
Well, what is it you don't believe?
What do you mean, what is it I don't believe? That the guys are over there, and then they realize they're in an area that they shouldn't be, and so as they're getting ready to turn around and come out of there, as Dave puts it, they get stopped by these hoods.
Hey, Mr. Henry, I mean, I'm not making fun of the way you talk and everything.
All right, Dave, I apologize for that. Is that what you're trying to tell me, though, that they were over there, then they realized where they were?
Yes, sir.
And then they turned around?
Well, I would imagine, yeah, like a U-turn or something.
And who said that they're in the? That they recognize this part of town?
I think they did not recognize it as such, but they saw that it looked kind of rotten and run down and stunk bad. And then they said to the guy, the cab driver, I mean, I don't know, but...
Yeah, that's about the extent of it, young man. You don't know. And that's my whole point. I'm General Galen Shaw.
Yeah.
What was that?
All right, bud, don't turn it into a big exhibition. Ryan Lochte is in the United States. Is in the United States right now, Dave. What are the odds? What are the chances that this kid is going to be back in Brazil?
Well, I don't think they're very good. I mean, first of all, I don't know if you're going to extradite a guy. I don't think there's no extradition because they want you for questioning in a maybe not stick up. That's just not going to happen.
Come on!
No judge is going to make a federal issue out of that or make it an issue of the federal case, you know? But I think that Ryan Lochte is going to have some people to... He's going to have to explain to people in the United States, you know, what he was doing. Did he lie to his coach? Did he lie to his team? Did he lie to his country? Did he lie to his teammates? Did he lie to his wife? Did he lie to his girlfriend? Did he lie...
All right, thank you very much.
Did he lie to the people? Did he lie...
All right, so that's great. Thank you very much, Dave. Thanks a lot, bud, for bringing yet another group of psychotics on the show.
I know about it.
The people that you're bringing on this program are mentally diseased each and every night.
World famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Be right back.
You just got cash. Blow some up.
We're looking to get 10,000 subscribers at the world famous Phil Henry Show YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/TheRealPhilHenry. And 10,000 subscribers is, it's a significant amount of people. It ain't, it's not going to break the bank. It's not going to make us world famous. But by God, it could give us some access to the inner workings, to the inner sanctum of YouTube. We may be able to sit down, have roundtables, discuss things with the CEO, use their equipment, start fooling around with the cameras, take stuff out in the street, get run over. I don't know. This is all a part and parcel of the growth of determined growth of the world famous Phil Henry Show through thick and thin, and sometimes through thick or thin. So make sure you head over and become a subscriber.
Yes, it is the YouTube channel of the Phil Henry Show, youtube.com/TheRealPhilHenry. No, excuse me, the real Bud Dickman.
Do you have heartburn? Do you have stomach gas? Does sometimes your ass itch? Do your ears inflame and your eyelids swell? You may have what is called corticovascular indigo. That's corticovascular indigo. It affects some 3% of the human race. You might be one of them. Some people have an enlarging of the nose, while others see bozo lips, and at times you'll have a tongue that thickens. Cortigo indigo vertigo is a disease that affects only 2% of the human race, and it's getting smaller. They found a cure 10 years ago, and they can inoculate for it. Why am I on here talking about it? Because it's taking up valuable time. We don't need your money, but we will ask for it. We don't need any more research money. We don't need any more money from the National Institute of Health. The National Institute of Health doesn't need any more money from us. But we thought we'd go ahead and raise some money, because it takes money away from vital things like AIDS research, as well as cervical cancer, and that one that affects the balls.
You mean prostate?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's prostate cancer, yes. Cervical, indigo, cortigo, something or other. Give, so that others don't get.
Paid for by the cervical, indigo, cortigo, catago, well, no, it isn't paid for.
Still splashing the floor when I open the door for.
Yeah.
She acting like a whore and I'm a letter.
World famous Phil Hendry show with Phil Hendry and friends has been, of course, brought to you in part by the wonderful people there at DraftKings and all of our fine, fine sponsors, some of which don't exist. I'm General Galen Shaw. Hope to see you here tomorrow.
I'm Margaret Gray. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show is executive produced by Phil Hendry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
And I'm Phil Hendry, and don't forget that our podcast, our BSP-only content, drops now as early as midnight, 1 a.m. on the West Coast. So, Jack? Now the Phil Hendry BSP content and the Phil Hendry Show available earlier than ever before.